Hi, Paul Sackett, Canoes Pride. I'm speaking to Dr. Lisa Masterson. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Thank you.
That's good. Is that good because you don't have any morning sickness?
Yes, that's very good.
Have you ever had morning sickness?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Oh, it was miserable. I adore my son, but I was gagging, like, I would say, definitely for the first 3 months. I had crackers everywhere in every pocket and everything just to, because I had my son in medical school, so he didn't have an excuse. You had to keep going, and so I had to have those crackers everywhere.
There you go. Well, let me remind, because you're already on the news from when you were with the co-host, the Emmy-winning syndicated daytime medical talk show, The Doctors, and thank you for all of those interviews that we did in the past, mm-hmm. and you're always so smart and beautiful on the show, because you're very knowledgeable. You work hard. You also have a popular podcast right now for Health and Heels. Is that so?
Yes, that's right. I really enjoy empowering women and informing women, and especially, being able to partner with Duchenne USA today to be able to talk about Bongesta for morning sickness.
Okay, and I just want to say, right, Ellen, you had a very strong mom, and you speak a lot about her, and I just want everyone to know how much of a do-gooder you are in the world. with an organization, MFCI.net, a charitable organization making every mother a child count around the globe, and you have the Sub-Saharan African organization as well. So let's talk about morning sickness, and thank you for that important work that you bring to everybody in the world. So what is morning sickness? Since I, to be honest, I never had it.
Oh, you're great. So morning sickness, so we can inform our women out there, yes, and it's not something I would think you would have suffered with, is nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. And this, if not treated, it can become severe. And 85% of women in the U.S. Have really, they suffer from this. So that's 3.4 million women a year in the U.S. who suffer from morning sickness. And morning sickness is a bit of a misnomer because 95% of women will actually experience this throughout the whole day. And even though women may not get into their doctor for their first appointment until, after the first trimester, this can actually last throughout the entire pregnancy. So after 14 to 16 weeks, when typically you would see it be over. And if you don't nip it in the bud early, it can become more severe. They can have dehydration. They can have weight loss. So it's really important that women know about this so that they can treat it. You talked about Africa, and I have been focusing on the U.S. because the U.S. has a high maternal morbidity and mortality, and why I'm so thrilled to be here today to talk about different options.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's hear from them. Let me just add one little thing that, there's 3.4 million men that have to sort of be part of it as well, right? It's a partnership, hopefully. Someone having a baby, right? Isn't that true?
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, it's definitely a partnership of women having babies, but it's really important once they talk to their doctors about lifestyle changes and dietary changes, they can, try, like, bland diets, like toast, and they can try eating more frequently. They can try ginger. Those are huge things that they can do to try and stop nausea and vomiting pregnancy. But if they can't change that with lifestyle changes with their doctor, then, I have partnership with Duchenne USA to talk about Bongesta, which is an FDA-approved treatment for morning sickness after diet and lifestyle changes don't work. So when these things don't work, you now have this prescription medication that is not only fast-acting but long-lasting. So women can get that rapid relief, and it's continuous throughout the day, so they don't have to carry around all those things or not be able to function, because we really shouldn't minimize nausea and vomiting pregnancy, which has been done in the past, because this can really affect women throughout their whole pregnancy, and we want pregnancy to be enjoyable. Now, the thing about Bonjesta is it's not indicated for very severe nausea and vomiting in pregnancy, or hyperemesis gravidarum, it's called, or for women under 18 years of age. And the side effects can be drowsiness. So it's really important that women talk with their doctor. But again, as you know, I'm about empowering women. So I'm here because I want women to know about this option. So if they're not given this information, they know to ask for it.
What's the first step here when indicating, you know, you're pregnant, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, does everybody, women, know that they are pregnant up front, or they start to just feel something in their body, and or they get sick and have morning sickness? Is that an indication that you're pregnant?
Missing your period is really the first real symptom of pregnancy, or sign of pregnancy, is missing your period. So when you miss that first period, then you should start thinking, well, what's going on? Then you might start to have some physical symptoms like breast tenderness or bloated feelingness. Fatigue is also very, very, very common. But as you've seen in movies, and you always see that shot of the woman with her head in the toilet, that nausea is a really big signal, because it's all those associated with the hormones, that probably something's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so from that moment, see a doctor immediately, right?
Talk to your doctor.
Women and everybody should have a doctor in their lives, right? Because you should be getting checkups every year. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. I mean, I like to tell them, and like a lot of my friends, you know, I'm their best friend. Your OBGYN should be like the first number you dial. Should be on your speed dial. My girlfriends are, I'm like the go-to person for all their beauty, all their health, all their everything, because we should be all about wellness and all about making you look and feel the best that you can be.
Aha, okay. And so why did you become an OBGYN? Why did you go into this field?
Well, because I love medicine and I love making people well, and there's a lot of different reasons. Because I want equality in medicine, which is actually a very big problem here in the U.S. So I'm for a lot of things, but really that's why I did it.
Okay. And so I hear this is a wonderful, and medicine is really. In this case, can be a life, in essence, to a certain degree, changer, right? This Bonjesta, right?
Yes, this can make your... We want pregnancy to be a happy journey, an enjoyable one. So women can go get more information at Bonjesta.com. That'll give them safety information and more about the prescribing information as well. But again, we want to empower women. We don't want them to suffer in silence. And we want this pregnancy journey to be enjoyable. That's why I'm talking to you today.
There you go. It's beautiful. Can I ask you two last quick questions? Because we're very involved with this. I'm not eventually many years ago as well.
Sure.
Because I think this is appropriate for what we're talking about, this health as well. We're involved with the International Day of Peace, the United Nations. And I've asked many people, what does peace mean to them? So, Dr. Masterson, if you wouldn't mind, what does peace mean to you?
What does peace mean to me? That means everybody loving each other. I think love is extremely important and may be lacking. So everybody just loving each other and treating people equally, I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.